Okay, I'm gonna start this all over again for real this time. Not just because Craig wasn't here, but because Taylor also wasn't here. I was wondering why you weren't saying anything. Okay, this article's from Vice.com. They're still
Oh,
putting out
good.
articles, apparently.
I should really look into their bankruptcy and see how it's going. If they're in luck, maybe they can pull an Alex Jones and somehow keep surviving.
I hope so. This article is by Sammy Caramella. It just feels more right when you're actually responding back to me. I thought you were just being very quiet. May 16, 2025, 6:27 a.m. Experts warn zombie deer disease could jump to humans.
Ooh.
A new report has found that chronic wasting disease, which is typically fatal to every animal it infects, might eventually be a concern for humans. Symptoms of this disease in deer include weight loss, behavioral changes, confusion, weakness, drooling, and neurological issues. According to the U.S. Geologic Survey, CWD is a fatal neurological illness occurring in North America's cervids, members of the deer family, including white-tailed deer, mule deer, elk, and moose. Since its discovery in 1967, CWD has spread geographically and increased in prevalence locally. Though the agency noted that CWD is not known to infect livestock or humans, new research suggests this might change. We have some limited data now suggesting that feral pigs might be infected, said Dr.
No,
Michael
and they're everywhere
Osterholm.
and they're spreading. Actually, if you want to learn more about feral hogs in the world, some more news, strangely enough, has a saga about boars.
Really?
Tons of episodes. They're joke episodes, but they do talk about boars.
This
And it
is
is
terrifying.
factual.
A top infectious disease researcher at the University of Minnesota. These pigs might have contracted the disease from infected meat. If they can get infected, surely it's possible domestic swine could also become infected? Dr. Osterholm pondered. What would that do to the swine market? And what would that do to the cattle market? These are huge issues. Daily Mail reported that experts are warning the public of possible contamination for hunters who come into contact with infected deer. Additionally, since the infected pigs might have caught the disease by eating infected meat, this raises concerns about our own meat consumption, especially since the proteins causing the disease only become more concentrated when cooked. Oh, that's
I did not
interesting.
know that.
Yeah, usually it kills bacteria, not disease.
Not proteins, which is what prions are.
Right, and we've talked about this before because I've done
Because they're not
another
alive.
Fringy Mini on
Yeah.
this.
And we did one, in fact, where they kind of said that it couldn't cross the barrier, but they showed evidence of it probably crossing the barrier to humans.
Yeah.
I forgot how long ago that was. It wasn't that long ago, though. Like 6 months.
Yeah, can't remember, but that sounds right. Should we be worried about the zombie deer disease? Probably not yet. The risk of CWD's animal to human jump is certainly there. End of article.
I actually quite like it. We probably shouldn't worry about it yet because there's actually way worse things that we should be worrying about. The US
Oh,
just pulled
yeah.
out of the World Health Organization and so many other things were just cut overnight with the government. So
Yeah, just the far right happenings that have been happening.
the avian flu has already jumped to the human barrier. We're just kind of waiting to see how bad that is.
That and there could be an alien invasion that we're going to be lied about. So maybe the lie is about one of those things.
That's why you don't have to worry yet, because there's a lot more to worry about. You don't
Yeah,
worry at
worry about
all.
something else during these next 48 hours.
Yeah.
And then we'll give you something else to worry about.
Actually, strangely enough, yes, you're right. Anyhow, bye.
Shit.